row? There goes Foo Fighters, classic rock redefined, Doug and Joe show. I think that song is about Tim Tebow. I don't know how many people caught this, you know. Ex-football star, Heisman Trophy winner, baseball phenom, Tim Tebow, lo and behold, has a new woman in his life. And in typical Tim Tebow fashion, and he announced this on ESPN, Tim Tebow confirmed he's dating South African model Demi Lay, who is the reigning Miss Universe.
Oh, wow. Look at that, young fella.
Yeah.
Get going again with life.
Yeah, dating Miss Universe. Not Miss America. Miss Universe.
Take it back, Tim. That's going to be the new slogan for 2018. Take it back, Tim.
I thought you were going to tell me to take back what I'd said about Tim Tebow. And
you can't. He's going to overpower you.
I refuse to admit that. This has to stop. He was projected to be one of the NFL's greatest. Then he was supposed to be a baseball phenom. Still hasn't got the call. Now he's going to date Miss Universe. And I'm thinking about this. And I want the parents out there with kids. Follow me on this. This is simple. I finally figured out what Tim Tebow's problem is.
Oh, this ought to be good.
His mom did what a lot of parents do, but she did it with everything, okay? And what I'm talking about that all parents do is this. You can tell your child that everything they do is great and anything they want to do can be done, but you can't leave out the part of hard work, okay? Dream big, Billy. Dream big, Jenny. Go for the gusto. Dream for the stars. You can be anything you want. But what parents often do is they leave out the part, if you work hard. And I blame his mom, because if you don't work hard, you're going to fail. And his mom never told him the truth. She never told him that he sucked at things when
things.
She doted and praised over his every move, and she was one of those parents that said, oh, Timmy, you're going to be great at everything because you're Tim Tebow. She never came in with the truth bomb and said, you know what? You might not ever get called up into the majors. You might not ever get to stay on a football team. You might not. She just told him anything you want, Tim, and what's going to happen with him dating Miss Universe, it's going to end in heartache.
Oh,
just like Tim Tebow's life. Yes, he thinks, oh, Tim, if you want to date Miss Universe, you can because you're Tim Tebow. You're mama's boy. Mama loves you. Go for Miss Universe.
Doesn't he have a dad?
Well, I'm sure, but they never talk about his dad.
Well, he's a Heisman Trophy winner. He had to have a father in there somewhere along the line, taught him how to throw a football.
Well, I guess so, but I've never seen anything but him and his mom, and in the articles, I don't know where his dad is. I think his dad is like his dad's like me. I think he's embarrassed. You know, as his mom's parading him around and everyone's talking about his accolades and accomplishments, his dad's like, oh my God.
Oh, get out of here.
I told this kid he should have got a job at Cregan.
You don't see his father mentioned, though.
I've never seen his dad. I mean, I know he's got one or he passed away. I don't know where his dad is. I think his dad is embarrassed.
His dad is not embarrassed of his son.
The mom needs to rein in on the reality, and she needs to tell him truthfully what's going on. Tim, you can't have it all. You're not the best at everything. There comes a point in time in a parent's life when you got to pick. Do you tell your kids dream big or dream real? That's the question I ask, because I look at this, and his mom has just set him up. Now, he got into the NFL.
Sure.
Didn't last, though.
Yes, but on the way up, I mean, he was setting records in high school. He was a Heisman Trophy winner in college. He made it into the NFL.
Most don't do that. That's
right.
Fair.
So he's ahead of the game there.
Yeah, and was in the NFL for what did he go, 2 seasons or three?
Maybe three, but didn't play a whole lot. The first season was really the only time he didn't get playing.
Everybody thought he was going to blow up, and then he got fired. No one else wanted him. So that's the question.
I think that had to do a lot with the media. Not his talent, though.
Really? Because the media doesn't like him. And he's not going to play.
And it got in his head, and people started believing it. And then once you get downed on like that, and if you can't come back and fight it and be able to beat it,
yeah.
What good are you?
Yeah, but
he started believing it.
If you're great and you're good, you persevere and overcome. That's what separates a lot of those great people, is they can persevere. They don't let the media get in their head. He's there listening to mom too much. Everything mommy was telling him was wrong.
Well, what he did was he ran from that media into a new media. So now he's into baseball. We don't know that he's going to suck at baseball. He just hasn't gotten called up yet.
He's 30 years of age, Joe. He's 30. Okay, he's 30. He's still down in the minors. He's getting old, okay? Now, 31 hits, 32 hits, and what they're saying is, yeah, on paper, Tim Tebow looked fantastic.
Sure.
And last season, we thought he was going to get called up, and even though he has impressive numbers on paper, he's still way off. He's still not ready to get the call and go up and play at the big yard. And he's 30. I mean, he plays another couple years in minors. He's done. You're not going to come into the majors at 34 when you're Tim Tebow or 33. It's too old. He's got nothing he's going to be able to do. He's just not.
Don't you got to give the guy credit, though, for trying to be the greatest at all these major things? I mean, tried NFL. Didn't work out for him.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Now he's trying the MLB.
Yeah.
Maybe that doesn't work out for him.
Now he's going after Miss Universe.
Yeah. Now he wants to date the most beautiful woman in the world. I mean, he just keeps going after the great things in life. I mean, you got to give it to him.
That's the question I ask as a parent. I mean, what do you do? Do you say dream big or dream real? And you know me, I'm a realist. I tell my son, yeah, you could dream for the moon, but God damn it, you better not be embarrassed to serve a Moons Over My Hammy at a Denny's. That's my point, is you could dream for that, but you got to work hard. And if it doesn't pan out, don't put a Denny's beneath you. You might have to go out there and get a dose of reality. And I think that that's what his mom never did, is she just always took him to football camp and baseball camp and to Miss America, Universe pageants. She put him on the biggest stage for everything and blew him up. And she, I don't think, ever gave Tim a backup plan. She never said that you could be busting dishes at a Sizzler, Tim. And I guess that's good, but what happens when you fail?
Now, see, that's where I disagree with you. I feel like she did give him a backup plan. His backup plan is to go after it. I mean, who knows what he's going to do next? Maybe he circumnavigates the globe. Maybe he becomes a pilot. Maybe he goes to Mars. I mean, the guy takes on great feats.
Circumnavigates the planet.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow.
Now he's a boat captain.
Yes.
Now he's an airplane pilot.
Professional circumnavigator.
Yes. Now he's a NASA astronaut. I mean, anything he does just keeps getting better. I don't know what's better after Miss Universe. I don't know. Going to Mars? Maybe he lands on the moon and builds a base. I'm not sure what comes next.
Yeah, maybe he'll play for the MFL, the Mars Football League. That's where he belongs. Hey, seriously, though, Dana, and you guys, 766-9370, is it better as a parent? Do you teach your kid to dream big or dream real?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it?
I mean, honestly, because I'm looking at all this and I'm like,
that's a good question.
This is fantastic for Tim Tebow, but how do you parent the kids? What do you teach them to do? What are you going to teach Liv to do? And then you got another one in your belly. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you going to teach them to go after all their dreams and chase it down and don't stop until they achieve them? Or are you going to tell them, hey, you might be bussing dishes at a Sizzler? Get ready for that, too.
Well, I think that... I think I'm right in the middle. I think that you should dream big, but you have to work hard.
Yeah.
Like, your big dreams don't come true because they just get handed to you.
You can't sit on a bed with an Etch-a-Sketch on your computer dreaming, I'm going to own this and I'm going to go there, and all you do all day and night is sit in your room and dream.
Yeah.
Dreaming doesn't pay the bills.
No. Yeah, you don't get handouts. Like, you have to work hard, and everybody starts somewhere. And that's a really hard lesson for a lot of people to learn, is like, yeah, you got to work at Denny's and make, you know, maybe $10 an hour and get crappy tips until you can move up and get better jobs.
Yeah. Like, if you want to work at a five-star restaurant, or you want to, you know, work at a place that's Michelin rated, you might have to do a Moons Over My Hammy. You know, you have to do that.
Well, you got to cut your chops, they say, or you know, earn your keep. You know, learn how to do what it is you're doing. You know, no one starts at the top and just stays there. You got to work up to it.
766-9370. I want to see what people think about that. I see a couple calling in. Joe, what do you think? Dream big or dream real?
Well, you know what my answer is.
Oh, God.
Absolutely. You dream big.
Go to Mars. Go to the moon.
That's what I tell him all the time. Get after it, dude. Get after it. My mom and dad were wonderful parents, but they always wanted me to think, like, reasonably and do things reasonably. When I went after radio, they weren't, you know, happy with it because it didn't have security and all that. But I'm a dreamer. That's how I live life all the time, and you know that about me. I don't take really anything seriously.
You're a daydreamer.
I really am. I like the thought of going after it, you know. And I'm lazy, yes, but if I have something I want, you know, I'll try to attain it to the best of my ability.
766-9370. I think it's an interesting question because you know me. My son, he's got big aspirations and all
you're
that.
A dream realer for sure.
I'm a dream real, absolutely.
Yeah.
I tell him all the time I tell him, stupid will beat lazy every day of the week.
Well, you tell me that.
And I tell you that, and I believe that for everyone out there, and this goes back to not even parenting, but to people in the workplace, if you're not going to go out there and pick up the shovel, but the guy that dropped out of school in the sixth grade is, he's going to make the money and he's going to have to work a lot harder. But just to sit around and dream and want all this stuff and not do anything with it, it doesn't matter how good the head on your shoulder is. If the shoulders won't move and the elbows don't get greased, you got to have both things. You got to have the hard work and the dream. And I think that's how you obtain them. And I'm not saying Tim Tebow's lazy by any means. I just think his mom really set him up for a lot of failure.
I think you've got a little proof positive in your corner about that. Either his mom set him up for a lot of failure, or he's setting himself up for it.
Or this is as good as he's going to be, and a lot of people don't even have that. But next, now. What now, Tim? What are you going to do now? Now you got Miss Universe. Did you tell her that you were going to become a pro ball player? Is that why she called you back? You better hope it happens, because you got to start putting some rubber to the road, Timothy.
Well, my question is, along with the dream big people, you know, the mm-hmm. people that want them to dream big, when do you just say, okay, it probably isn't going to happen? Like, it's okay to dream big, but if you go after something for a certain amount of time, you're after it and after it and after it and after it and after it, and you just won't quit, you can't support yourself, you can't, you know, get an apartment or a home, you're living off mom and dad, when do you call it quits?
Yeah, see, and I think that a lot of people that dream, they don't come up with the end game or the exit plan first. And I think that's important, is when am I going to take an exit or jump off? When the building catches on fire and the dream doesn't work out, then what? Then what do I do? A lot of people just dream. Oh, I want to be in a band. I want to do this. I want to start my own company and become a internet mogul or whatever your dreams are. I don't think a lot of people look at the exit plan if it doesn't happen. You know, they just think, oh, it's got to happen. And some people say, what do you call them, psychologists and all that. They say that if you're happy chasing your dream and you never obtain it, you're happy. So even if it doesn't happen and you're not, or even if it doesn't happen and you're still happy, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but those kind of people are going to chase their dream. They're also going to have a way to support themselves. You know
Hopefully.
What I mean? You would think.
Well,
you would think in order to be happy, you're not going to be chasing your dream and living in your car and being happy. You're going to get disgruntled and start blaming the world.
A lot of parents, though, now they want their kids to become what they weren't, so they take them to all these band camps and all these rehearsals and all these clinics for sporting and all these different things. Parents have really focused in on what their children want to become, to the point where they'll mortgage homes, they'll sell, you know, and I've seen it with like Taylor Swift's, you see it with some of these superstars, where the family will cash in on everything for this child's dream because they think the talent's there. And I'm like, my God, at what point do you stop? Because if this doesn't happen, you're living in a trailer or out of your car, and your kid can't get a job singing at a Papa Murphy's on Friday night. You're going to cash it all in?
Oh, it's tough, too,
it's
to decide
crazy.
where that call is, because you get people that take it down to the wire. You mentioned Taylor Swift. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Remember, her mom and dad used to fly her around everywhere trying to get her into different singing
competitions. I don't know if they mortgaged their home, but they did a lot to make that happen.
They really got close on it,
Yeah, they did a lot for her, and I think that's fantastic because it happened. But what if it didn't?
No kidding.
766-9370. Rob, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hands free?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you are, neighbor.
Welcome, Rob.
So, good morning. So, my theory is I got two teenage daughters. One just got accepted to UC Davis.
Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. She's paying for everything out of her own pocket to go to UC Davis.
Very good.
She saved it. She got grants and scholarships, but she did it all on her own.
Wow.
So my wife and I tell her, like, you can have dreams. There's no problem with that. If you want to go after them, great. But you got to try. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work, well, then you move on. You've learned. You figure something else out, and you do something else. So that's how I've taught both my girls.
You see, and what you've done by helping her earn her way to UCD or any UC or any college that kids want to go to, they're not going to piss that off. Like, if you paid for all of it and sent them off, you hear about a lot of parents, they send their kids to college and the kids call, you know, after the first semester, after the first year, and they're like, oh, this sucks, this is too hard, I'm just going to go to get a job at the record store.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, the parents flush down, you know, 50, 45, whatever, you know, $1,000 in dorm and all that crap. So the fact that you made her work tells me she's going to get what she wants out of that education because she paid for it.
Yep, she's going to earn everything she's gotten so far. She's earned. I mean, you know, we bought her a new car, but, you know, that's just because I'm proud of her, and she does a great job, and she drove around.
Let's see how proud you are of her. So, what kind of car did you buy her?
2017 Kia Forte.
Okay, that's a good little college. That's a good college car.
Absolutely.
Good for you. Yeah, good for you. Yep. Well, congratulations.
So when my wife gets in there, I'll get her one too.
Why? The younger sister gets the hand-me-downs.
Yeah, she's driving it now. But yeah, I told her the same thing.
Yeah.
You earn your way into college, I'll get you a car so you can go to school.
Well, very good.
Boy, as
good
a parent, man, that's got to make you feel pretty good, huh? Know your daughter's getting ready to go into college, and she's putting herself into
it. Yeah, and you don't have to pay for it. You know, I mean, he bought her a car, but I mean, hell, that's way cheaper than 1 year tuition.
That's got to be a good feeling. You did well, man.
Yeah, you can't even pay for a year of housing for your first year. My God,
right.
Anton, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, guys.
Hey, bro.
I just wanted to say that I have a 13-year-old son, and he's more of the dreamer type. And as far as my fatherly approach, I like to think of myself as an alarm clock.
Okay.
Did we lose you?
No, I'm here. I just wanted to give you guys an opportunity. His big plan is he's gonna be a video game maker. And I keep telling him, you know, everybody wants to make video games. That's not a really practical solution. So I kind of take more Joe's parents' approach, like, you know, get into the trades. You know, trade work is never going to let you down. You'll always have food on the table. You know, he's really into art, so he wants to be an artist. I say, well, instead of being an artist trying to sell paintings, why don't you learn how to do tattoos? Those guys make incredible amount of money.
Yeah.
And just kind of shape it into a more practical, reasonable sense of, you know, going about it.
Yeah, take what he likes to do and then show him how he can apply it in a more real setting.
Possibly make some money with it, you know?
Yeah.
That's not a bad approach to take.
No, it's really not, and I don't think there's any one way, you know, because there's a lot of people that dream that actually make it, but I think it comes with hard work, and I think it's interesting because there's two approaches, either dream big or dream real, and I think if you dream real, just me, then I think that the big dream will come true. You know, if you dream real and you know when to jump off and on, you'll get there. And it might take longer, but I think you're going to have more happiness and a roof over your head and gas in the tank as you go about this dream instead of just selling everything. I'm going to sell it all today. I'm going to sell my car. I'm moving out of mom and dad's. I'm going to sell all my comic books. And I'm going to go down to Hollywood. And I'm going to become a illustrator for Marvel.
Right.
You load up or you greyhound it down. And then next thing you know, you're turning tricks on the boulevard.
I mean, that is scary to take it, but it works for some.
Some it does.
For some it does work.
For
you
some
know?
It does. So Tim Tebow dating Miss Universe. So I guess I'm wrong. I mean, who saw that coming? Who saw that coming? Miss Universe.
Well, if he becomes a NASA astronaut next, I'm going to say I did because he just keeps upping himself.
Yeah. What if they get married on Mars? Him and Miss Universe get married on Mars. If that happens, I'll take every bad thing I've ever thought and said about Tim Tebow back.
What a better place for a Miss Universe to get married.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. They go up there and they get married. Oh, no, the rocket broke. Tim Tebow has to stay here. Oh, that'd be tragic.
Tim, can you throw the rocket back?
Oh, yeah, like that would happen.